Hello and good morning to you, my Covenant Church family. And hello and good morning to all those who follow us on the internet. Be welcome to this sermon this Mother's Day morning. We are living in a special time, and we have to adapt to the special circumstances. So we cannot meet in person right now. We have to use our computer technology. We have to stay in contact, and we just can thank God and praise Him that we have this technology so that we can do it that way. And let me say, for reasons of technical quality, we decided to record this message. So this is not a live message this morning. It was recorded just some days before. Now, I have to tell you that I'm not used to preach just in front of a microphone and a camera. It makes me feeling totally awkward. I love to stand in front of my church, in front of you, when I'm preaching. And I love to get and find the feedback. I love to see your faces, to see if you are smiling or if you are nodding or if you are shaking your heads, or if you are raising your eyebrows. That gives me a feedback so that I know that I understand and have the feeling you understand what I mean. You are following me. And for me, this is really necessary to get this, but today I'm missing it. But that leads me right into today's message. Today, I want to talk to you about feedback or maybe missing feedback. Or I could also call it, I want to talk about appreciation or missing appreciation. Appreciation for what we do is a very strong force in our lives. And that starts very, very early in childhood. And let me just pick two very obvious examples for it. At the age, usually at the age of 11 to 13 months, a little child learns to walk alone, without the help of a parent, without the hand of a parent, or without leaning against a chair or a table or whatever is available. And when a child takes its first steps alone, hey, we applaud, we praise the little one for its courage, and we praise it for every little progress. And that way we encourage the child to try better, to do more, and to go on this way because it knows we think it is a good way and helpful. Or when the young children finally manage to control a pencil or a crayon and drawing straight and or curved lines on a sheet of paper without ripping that paper apart. Then they come and say, "Hey, mom or grandma, see what I have drawn for you." And you take that piece of paper. You do not really know which side is up, which side is down. You don't understand what you should see there. And you need the explanation of your child. It will tell you, oh, this is this and this is that, and probably that's you, mom, or, and yes, what are you doing then? You praise your child. You Show your child how much you appreciate what it was doing. And then you take that piece of paper and put it on the fridge side or door and take magnets and fasten it there. And then you show it to everybody who comes and you tell them what a wonderful drawing you got from your child. And your child's face is always beaming for pride. We all need this experience. We all need feedback, appreciation again and again. Let me tell you what happened to me just some days ago, one or two weeks ago. I used this special time of social distancing to do some work in my backyard. I have got a big load of wood and I had to transform that into firewood because that's what I need. So I started taking my gloves and my axe and a wedge and a big hammer and went out into the backyard day after day for a certain time for a certain number of hours, and I was splitting firewood. So when I was through for, let me say, about two-thirds of it, and I piled everything up in my firewood shed nicely, I stood there at the entrance of my shed and put my my hands into my side and looked at it and said to myself, "Wow, Wilfred, you have done so much. You have done a lot." And that was a good feeling. But the best is to come. I don't know how it happened, but all of a sudden my wife stood on my side, looked onto the pile of firewood and said, "Wow, Wilfred, you have done a lot." Hey, I tell you, this went down like oil covering my soul. And we all need this experience again and again. Feedback, appreciation, what we do or have done is such a strong force in our lives. We need it at home. We need it at work. We need it among friends and also among our neighbors. Now, let me read what Jesus says to this idea. We find a comment of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, and that is Matthew chapter 7. And I want to read just verse 12 to you. So if you have your Bibles handy, take your Bible, open it at Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, or if you have a pen and a paper, just note it down so that you can read that later. Matthew 7, verse 12. "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." As so often, Jesus turns things a bit upside down here. If you have worked hard and you expect appreciation for what you have done, then Jesus says to you, you better start appreciating others, your co-workers, for what they have done. And maybe then you will find the appreciation that you are looking for. Every good thing that you expect to get from others, try to give it to them first. Why me first? Why always me first? Hey, let others contribute first and I will follow. See, Jesus says, no, you do it first. You give the example, and the others will follow. I have heard of families, and by whatever foolish thing, these families have split up into two parties. A number of uncles and cousins and siblings on the one side, and on the other side also some uncles and aunts and some cousins and some siblings, and both sides do not talk to each other because there was something foolish going on between these two parties. And everyone expects the other side to do the first step and to apologize first. And that doesn't happen, so they don't speak with each other for years and decades. What a waste of time. Do we want to waste all the time by waiting others to start doing the good? I've even heard that something like that happened to some churches. Those from the right side of the aisle don't talk or speak to those on the left side of the aisle, because something happened at that church and nobody is willing, nobody is ready to take the time and to start and to take the courage and talk about it and apologize and find a way to the other side. Everybody is waiting that the others start. So that's why Jesus says, whatever good you expect to get, give it first. This is like the law of seed and harvest. Can you expect to reap anything if you didn't sow? So you have to begin doing the good. That's our seed in this world. Now, in this special time we have right now that we call social distancing, some people, some singles, they experience this social distancing kind of solitary, as kind of solitary confinement. Now, if you feel, hey, yes, I'm cut off from all my friends, I'm cut off from everybody and nobody contacts me, and if you wait that they contact you, that they take the phone and call you, why do you not take the phone and call someone? Why do you not start doing this process? Oh, I'm sure we can stay in contact via phone, via computer, via email, sending letters. There are so many possibilities we have. And it's just you and me that we can start the good thing. Now, I mentioned that before, today is Mother's Day. And with that, we have a huge chance to give a feedback to the mothers in our lives. We can appreciate what they do and have done for years and years. And when I say mothers, with the plural S at the end, I hope you heard that, then I do not mean only my mother or your mother, and I do not only mean the grandmothers that we have. I also think of the mothers-in-law, and I think of our daughters and daughters-in-law. They are all mothers in our lives. And of course, for us men, our wives are mothers in our lives. They all have given birth to children that are important in our lives. I feel so glad and I feel so blessed because I have the three best children that exist in this world. And I got them from my wife. Yeah, I know. I've disputed that topic with Elise for quite a while because she thinks she has the best children in the world. No, I have the three best children in the world, and I'm glad now that I'm just preaching to the camera because Elise can't say a word against it here now. Hey, that's great. You understand my joke. I have wonderful children, and I love my children, and I have wonderful grandchildren, and I love them. And I have wonderful brothers and sisters-in-law. So why not thanking all these mothers in my life? My own mother, sorry, she doesn't live anymore, but I have still a mother-in-law, and I can thank her. And I have a daughter, and I have a daughter-in-law. I can thank them for giving me wonderful grandchildren. And I think we all can do something like this. Today's father's generation may be a bit better than those from two or three generations before. I have to say I cannot remember ever that my father was changing diapers of my younger siblings or of his grandchildren. I cannot remember that he ever fed one of these kids. And I really cannot remember that whenever we were sick at home, that my father was the one coming to our beds. I just remember it was my mother, and my mother was the one visiting me in the hospital when I had to be in hospital twice as a child. Was my appendix and some other stuff. So I just remember my mother coming all the time. So we as fathers of this generation may be a wee bit better, but and the now young generation may even be better than we are, but still in this world the mothers, they carry the biggest load of raising children. And that's what we should say thank you to them. That's why we should say, yes, thank you all you mothers for what you have done. Now, just saying thank you may not be enough, because just saying thank you is not a real feedback. And I wanted to talk to you about feedbacks today. We should not only say thank you to our mothers, we should tell them in detail what we really appreciate. And that may differ from family to family, but we should think of all the meals the mothers prepare, how they keep the house clean, how they do the laundry, go grocery shopping, and get up at night when the children cry or are sick, and so on and so on. Think of it, and don't just say thank you. Go into details and tell the mothers, your mother or your mother-in-law or whoever it is, tell them what in detail you appreciate so much. Now, when Jesus said, you go, you start doing something good in this world, you do first what you expect others to do to you, you may say, hey, these other people, they're not really worth doing it. They're not really good enough that I do it. And some may think, hey, my mother wasn't really such a perfect mother. So why should I celebrate Mother's Day? Hey, there is another word in the Bible that comes from the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul sums up the Christian face, the way of Christian love in a word in Romans 15, verse 7. Let me open that up. Romans 15, verse 7. If you have your Bibles, try to find it right now, and if not, note it down and read it a little bit later. Romans 15, 7. The Apostle Paul says there, "Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God." Accept one another. Jesus accepted me with my handicaps, with my weaknesses, and with my mistakes. There is no question I have handicaps. There is no question I have weaknesses. And there is no question I have mistakes. I won't tell them all to you, but I have them. And Jesus accepts me the way I am. Knowing that enables me to accept others. This is the wonderful message of the gospel, that Jesus accepts me the way I am. Jesus said, "Come as you are." And that is something, especially we as Covenant Church, we want to practice this all the time. We invite people to come to us and say, "Come as you are." You don't have to come in a black suit and a tie and whatnot. Just come as you are. We love you as you are. That's what Jesus tells us. He loves us all the way we are. And knowing that enables me to accept others with their handicaps, with their weaknesses, and with their mistakes. So, is there any reason to say someone else is not worth that I start doing something good? There is no reason at all. We all can start doing something good to other people. And today, Mother's Day, we have the chance to start praising, appreciating our mothers and giving them a good feedback of what good they have done in our lives. May God bless you by starting that, by doing that. And let me say that, just having one Mother's Day a year is not really enough. We should make a couple of more of these days, telling our mothers, telling our wives, telling the mothers of our grandchildren how much we appreciate what they do. Let's not have missing appreciation. Let's not work with missing feedback. Let's take the chance and do that, and may God bless you and me in doing that and starting something that will change parts of this world. Amen.